Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 18th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Welcome, everybody, all over the globe, wherever we're getting the call out to, which is really kind of cool. I know, let's say, on last Thursday's call, we had over 11 million people listening live. And then we have a number of people that listen to the replay, and that tends to put us up in that 18 to 24 million category, in that range. But thank you for listening. If you're out there, we appreciate you wherever you're located, all over the globe. Thanks for tuning in, and let's have a great call tonight. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that we can comment on. And it, all of us enjoy. It'll be uplifting, and it'll be something that will teach us something tonight. Lord God, we thank you so much for the call, for this platform, for the people that are listening. We call Big Call Universe all over the globe, tuned in, and maybe beyond this globe. And certainly, we thank you for that. We thank you for everything that's going on to make this blessing come through. Thank you for bringing it in to us, Lord. Thank you for your perfect timing, and thank you for keeping us financially stable and grounded as we wait for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, tonight, I'm looking forward to see what it is you found for us, and I want to thank you in advance for all of the years that you've provided teaching for us. And thank you for bringing what you have for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And it's, you know, when I'm thinking about what you're saying, it's a very exciting and honoring time for me to think about creating this space where people can contemplate something that's going to expand their soul. Expand their soul. And tonight is called Stay Passionate. Studies show that enthusiastic people get better breaks. They're promoted more often, have higher incomes, live happier lives, and do better in their love lives. That's not a coincidence. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos. Theos is a term for God. When you're enthusiastic, you're full of God. When you get up in the morning excited about life, recognizing that each day is a gift, you're motivated to pursue your goals. You'll have favor and blessing that will cause you to succeed. People of excellence stay passionate through their lives. Too many people have lost their enthusiasm. At one time, they were excited about their futures and passionate about their dreams, but along the way, they hit some setbacks. They didn't get the promotions they wanted. Maybe a relationship didn't work out, or they had health issues. Something took the wind out of their sails. They're just going through the motions of life, getting up, going to work, or being retired, and settling. God didn't breathe his life into us so we would drag through the day. He didn't create us in his image, crown us with his favor, and equip us with his power so that we would have no enthusiasm. You may have had some setbacks. The wind may have been taken out of your sails. But this is a new day. God is breathing new life into you. If you shake off the blahs and get your passion back, the winds will start blowing once again, not against you, but for you. When you get in agreement with God, He will cause things to shift in your favor. On January 15, 2009, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger successfully landed a massive passenger airplane in the Hudson River after the airplane's engines were disabled by multiple bird strikes. Despite the dangers of the jet plane landing in icy waters, all 155 passengers and crew members survived. It's known as the Miracle on the Hudson. Just after the successful emergency landing and rescue, a reporter asked a middle-aged male passenger what he thought about surviving that frightening event. Although he was shaken up, cold and wet, the passenger had a glow on his face and an excitement in his voice when he replied, "I was alive before, but now I'm really alive." After facing a life and death situation, the survivor found that his perspective had changed. He recognized each moment as a gift and decided that instead of just living, he would start really living. Can you imagine if you started really living and really loving? That's our teaching for tonight.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Yeah, ending the teaching with a question or two. That was wonderful. I like that. Thank you, Sue. That was really a good one. I didn't know where it was going to go until you mentioned Sully, you know, Captain Sullenberger. That was a marvelous miracle on the Hudson when he did a water landing in the Hudson River, and everybody survived. And that took a lot of skill because he was doing it without the engines. He just had the background to be able to pull that off and did it beautifully. Really was remarkable. And I know God was with him, and God is with us as well. Thank you for the teaching, Sue, because I think it told us, I mean, that like the gentleman that was interviewed, middle-aged gentleman, yeah, they were kind of in icy water, icy conditions. They were all standing on both wings, you know, waiting to be rescued. They got rescued, you know, in the, I was going to say in New York Harbor, wherever it was that they sent, you know, boats for them. They were right on the money. The Port Authority was quick to respond. Everybody was on it, and they brought them all in. And except for the cold, I think they all did really well after that. And I think that was a new beginning probably for not only the individual that was interviewed, but everybody else, that now I can really live. They basically cheated death, and now they could really learn to live and live abundantly and with enthusiasm. You know, God with us, enthusiastic. I think that's a wonderful thing, to have the enthusiasm of knowing that God is with us, that God is in us, the Holy Spirit is in us. And we essentially can be abundant in terms of the life that we want to lead, and how that manifests in our bodies, and how it manifests around us by staying positive and by bringing enthusiasm and a good attitude despite tough conditions. You know, when conditions come, that things are a little hard on us, you know, God doesn't say that he's going to remove those from us, but rather find a way for us to power through those, to get through the tough times. not go around, but get through them. And I think that's important. You know, God didn't say the Christian life would be easy. On the contrary, he said you will have trials and tribulation. It's a promise. We would have that, and we do, and we continue to. It's how you deal with those. What do you do with that when something comes your way and you power through it? You find a way to go through it with God's help. With the help of God, you get through it. We've all been through situations like that. We've all had some tough times, and we're not out of the woods yet on those. Some of us are still having difficult times. But God said he will provide a way to go through those times. And so that's what we have to look to. And when it gets too tough for us, God says, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. You know, that's what we need to look at. Hand it over to God. Or, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, I can't handle this anymore. I can't do it. And God will not put anything upon you above that which you are able to bear. He will not give you anything that you're not equipped to handle. And every time we have a tough situation, we power through it, we learn something. We get stronger. We get better. And that's how we have to look at obstacles in our life. And that's what I'm getting from the teaching, Sue. And I could go all night with this. But rather than do that, let's defer and go to Bob for your viewpoint on it. Bob, what do you have to say about this teaching?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. Here we are on Tuesday, the 18th.
Yeah.
February, and it's a time to begin to notice and absorb and participate in all the incredible opportunities, being that this last week was a time to untangle things and clear things up that might be getting in the way. And so this was a really great teaching. I love the part about expanding your soul and how enthusiasm helps to do that. And I started thinking about, you know, why would that be the case? And I thought, you know, if you're enthusiastic and you're putting out that energy of enthusiasm, you're likely to see new opportunities that come about that you might not have seen if you were, you know, feeling depressed. And if you're feeling really enthusiastic, people will want to help you. They're attracted to you. They're like, wow, that person's working on this, and they're so enthusiastic. Let me see if they need help. And they will, you know, they'll ask you, hey, would you also like to do this? I'm working on this. I'll help you with this if you help me with that. The next thing you know, there's two enthusiastic people. And I also love the part about, you know, God is breathing new life into you. And I started thinking, you know, it's perhaps that, but also not only is he breathing new life into you, but God is actually breathing you. It's like he's right here. And I can really feel it. If I close my eyes and say, can I feel the presence of God? And if I open my eyes and look in the mirror, I can say, can I see God in my own eyes as I look into my eyes in the mirror? Is God in there? And can I hear his angels singing? And if I close my eyes and listen, perhaps that music is right there. And knowing now with these senses that I am in fact one with God, as Bruce said, and you know, God's heartbeat that is beating the whole universe is my heartbeat. And just like God, my soul is not only expanding, but it's infinite.
That's good, Bob.
I like that. Yes, Bob, that was great. I love the way you talked about heartbeat and resonance with God and the soul and oneness with God. That's what we really want, oneness. Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Bob had some interesting things to say. How do you like this teaching? What did it say? What did it say to you, and how do you feel about it?
Well, it was one of my favorites. And I'm going to have fun. I love what you said, Bruce, about how it brought up skills and the pilot's background.
Mm.
And I love what Bob said about appreciating the context of what I said, which was my thought, expanding your soul and expanding your soul in conjunction with union with God. And I'm going to share a personal story. I didn't know when I was going to bring it up, but I think it's really good right here because this is going to take the story a little further. I was out walking in 21 degrees, snow on the ground, beautiful sunny day, and I was remembering, this is for you, Bruce, and this is for anybody that loves being out in nature, no matter what the weather, that's something I'm known for. People stop me and go, how can you be walking on a day like today? Anyway, I'm out there, and I'm realizing I'm just as happy as a clam, and I'm realizing I'm having these memories of skiing in beautiful places with the sun and the light and the quiet and the smell of the snow and all of this. And then all of a sudden I'm flashing on these people that I've been with. I had a good friend who was like pre-Olympics, and we would go skiing. And I was a beginner. I was always around these really, really crack skiers. And I was a beginner. And I was reflecting on how I felt. Like I was remembering how I felt like the new kid on the block. I felt like the low man on the totem pole. I felt like the memory of not being skilled in something.
Mm.
And as I'm walking this beautiful day, I realized, I saw myself and I went, but you were willing. You had beginner's mind. You were willing to go out there with people that were so much bigger and better. Like they were like super experts. I mean, I'm not kidding. These are people that, you know, rode avalanche, you know, went on avalanche trails. And I mean, crazy people. But I would be out there trying. And it reminded me of all of us. And where this teaching goes that's connected to that, a lot of people are going to be trying something they've never tried before. And you may not have all the skills, or you may be aware, wow, compared to these people, I don't have these skills or whatever. But that's not what God is looking at. He's looking at the joy and your willingness to get out there and try. And that's being passionate. To be passionately willing to go where God wants you to go. And that's everybody that I've ever talked to on the big call, all the people in the world class and all the quantum leadership and the pod. They're so wide open to wonder, discovery, and trusting in God. And if you can hold on to that enthusiasm, and if you can be that at this time and listening to this call right now, and realize and just remember one time when you were willing, maybe two times, maybe three times, when you were willing to do something you'd never done before, but that was, and to stretch beyond what you've known before, or to be more loving than you've ever known before, or to share your passion and your enthusiasm in a way that you've never done before, that is everything. Everything. And that pilot did it. And this story of the guy that said, and now I'm really living?
Mm-hmm.
What if tonight was the day you started to really own your capacity for doing some new thing, whether it's loving well, living well, or being the best, most open version of a wide open vessel for God's love? So that's what I got out of it.
Well, I'd say you got a lot out of it, Sue. That was well said. I really enjoyed that.
Well, and you liked it because it was skiing.
Well, I love the skiing part, really true. And I've had a couple of good ski dreams in the last 4 days. So,
wow.
Yeah, that hit home. Oh, yeah, I'm having some really good skiing dreams. So, it's good news. Yeah. So, Sue, that was really good. I love that. And you have the passion.
My mind was just processing and upgrading the whole walk in 21 degrees. Yeah.
Yes, yes. A balmy 21 degrees in sunshine. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Sue's
Bob
like the post office. In rain or sleet nor snow nor avalanche, nothing will keep Sue from her appointed task of walking.
In nature.
Or
walking or running.
In nature.
Yes.
Or running, well. Or dancing out. Dancing out. Not working out. Dancing out. Yes, there's a big difference. And that's really good, Stu. I love that story. Really good. I love the way Bob just builds on a concept and builds and takes us all the way out on it. Very nice. Very strong. Okay, Sue, that was a really good teaching. What'd you say? The sublime?
To the sublime realization.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. It was really good. It made me remember, Sully, I was thinking that was in 09, right? Wow. Gosh. Miracle on the Hudson. It was. And gosh, it was just a tremendous win, you know? Really was. Well, let's do this, Sue. Let's go into our prayer request and praise report section tonight. Let's see if anything is coming in those areas tonight for us.
We have a praise prayer from Pastor Scott. Good to see you back,
okay.
Pastor Scott.
Good.
This hybrid is for my sister-in-law. She operates at 11% of heart function for a couple of years, and a couple of days ago had a stroke. The surgery fixed the issue. I pray also for all those living outside. It's freezing here in the Midwest. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And Pastor Scott, I believe, is in Kansas City area. Is that right, Sue?
I haven't stored that.
I don't know. I know it's Midwest, and I'm in the Mid-South. We're going to hit 0 degrees tonight with a wind chill of about minus 15. And we're going to be cold for 3 days, and then it starts to warm up over the weekend. So That's really interesting. I know you guys, oh my gosh, how cold it is in the upper Midwest. It's crazy. But we're with you, Pastor Scott. And I guess we should pray for his sister-in-law, too, if you will.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So let's everybody, I was caught on the praise part. Let's everyone just put their hands on their hearts and however you like to get into your highest resonance with Christ. And just imagine that we're seeing Pastor Scott and his sister and their families, sister-in-law. What was his sister? I can't go back now.
Yep.
Seeing them surrounded in the light of Christ, and imagine that as a perfect healing energy that is so perfect that it reconstructs every single particle, every single wave. That's the energy that moves through a being. And so Christ's energy and then all of our energy are combining to surround them, their houses, their doctors, everyone involved with healing light so powerful that it creates miracles in knowing, miracles in really living like the teaching, and miracles in total healing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Glad to hear you're doing well, and thank you for writing to us. And all the best to your sister-in-law who's recovering from the stroke with the successful surgery. So thank you for her and her healing. In Jesus' name. Anything else come through, Sue?
Yes. We have this from Dee, and she's saying, humbly request unspoken prayers for my niece Debbie, son Jimmy, son Billy, grandson Jeremiah, daughter-in-law Marty, granddaughters Bree and Cass. God bless you and thank you. So we don't know what the constellation of this family is. We just know that perfect healing and miraculous healing is called for. So please see, just like we did for Pastor Scott, let's see this whole family surrounded with this energy. See it in your mind and see it erasing any form of dis-ease so that everything in this family is filled with this beautiful, perfect healing light of Christ, and then all of our energy surrounding them. See it as if it's creating a tidal wave of love and healing in Jesus' name, and we pray and say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now I'm really curious about this.
Oh.
Hold on one second.
What are you curious about?
I was curious about the sister-in-law. I didn't register sister. I was reading it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you heard it. I was reading it. Okay. Now we're going on to, I'm surprised Ms. J and K aren't, because I can hear echo in the back. I'm surprised I'm hearing echo. Okay. Yeah. I'm really surprised. Where are you, co-pilot? No, I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Psalm 86:12. I have another one. 15 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25. 19 days until daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 9th, 2025.
Yep.
On this day, clocks move forward 1 hour at 2 a.m., causing most people to lose an hour of sleep.
That's
30
right.
days until spring, 3:20. 53 days until Passover and 61 days until Easter. National Battery Day, Tuesday, 2/18/25. National Battery Day is celebrated on February 18th. Imagine what our lives would be like without batteries. Iwo Jima Day, Wednesday, 2/19/25. Iwo Jima Day on February 19th takes place every year to mark the anniversary of a battle that lasted around 5 weeks. Tug of War Wednesday, 2/19/25. If your only introduction to the game of tug-of-war was at a summer camp or in elementary school, you're in desperate need to celebrate Tug-of-War Day on February 19th. That is a really good idea. That's a good idea.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. I would love that. It's been so long. Heck, you can even play one-on-one tug-of-war with a short rope and your dog.
Your dog is on one end. You're on the other.
I don't think cats would fall into that category. We pray.
No.
You know, that's pretty funny. We pray and thank you for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's Healing, R&R, MedBeds for Everyone, and the RV Blessing. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Deanie. And I have one more, and thank you for that, Jamie. Yeah, I'd like everyone to get in their highest state of prayer and gratitude.
Yes, yes.
And we want to pray for our MIA, that's called Missing in Action, Brian, and that he's in full recovery from whatever he's been going through, that he feels our love surrounding him, healing him, and working with Christ to make him a new man that will be in the best time of his life when he recovers. And we see you healed, we see you blessed, we see you feeling and receiving the depth and the fullness of Christ's love, so that you are completely healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, yeah. Full comeback for Brian. We don't know what's going on, but we're all in prayer about him and miss him and want him to come back. Big time. So one good thing about Jeannie and the daylight savings, that's for you. Of course, your phones will automatically set themselves at 2 a.m. to the new time. But you will lose 1 hour of sleep on the 9th of February, Sunday morning. Always on a Sunday.
The 9th of what did you say? It's not the 9th of February.
Did I say
9th
of March? Hello, March. March 9th, yes. Thank you for catching that. March 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Otherwise. And then hopefully we do not go back or fall, you know, or fall back in the fall. Hopefully that time that we go to stays with us year round. That's what I'm hearing. We'll see if that's what happens. We'll see. Of course, I said that last year and it didn't happen this past year, but maybe this year it will. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate all that. Thank you, Jeannie. And
We're with
Brian. Sue, let's keep moving and think in terms of what you have to talk to us about tonight and teach us tonight. I'm looking forward to see what you're offering that we can take advantage of tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. You know, I'm really captured by this concept of our souls expanding. Like, that's our purpose, is to expand beyond what we've known, expand beyond contraction and holding on to old ideas and old ways. And I want to give a shout out to the beautiful People of Divinity, or POD, that we completed a really amazing class on quantum strategic engagement that I think they really enjoyed and got a lot of value from, which covered how to get these quantum strategic partners with you so that you could be in that kind of expansive thinking and creating as a founder. So it was very, very powerful. I just want to thank everybody that came to that. But you know what's interesting? I've got two testimonials. And I think people that are entrepreneurs will really get this. But there are moments, Bruce and Bob, when, especially if you're a creator, you look at something that you created and what went into it. So the MedBed 100 program is, like I was going to events with people that were called immortalists 22 years ago. I've been around scientists and people and studying people like Aubrey de Grey, who's about the Methuselah Foundation, which is negligible senescence and really frontier. I've always been captured by the emerging and leading edge of stuff. And the MedBed 100 class is just to be able, imagine if you could get in your mailbox 22 years of research and passion for exploring what is going to be possible, and then combine it with being fortunate enough to be a leader and getting connected or getting the information from the, one of the top guys in charge of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one guy write to me today, and he goes, "And Sue, are the med beds real?" I was really shocked by that. And bless his heart, he got the package. But imagine having in your mailbox, if you haven't been exposed, you haven't been around, you haven't been processing the magnitude of the experience that is possible if you opt into that. And you're going to, it's like delivered to your mailbox would be this consolidation of years and years of research, access to the guy that is like leading this. I mean, really amazing information. And so I'm going to read you what this one person said. Let's see. Okay. Good morning, Sue. My husband and I love listening to all of you on the big call. I really appreciate your wisdom. We're writing to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for putting together this incredible package to educate us on the med beds. It surpasses our expectations, and now we feel like we understand and can navigate such an important moment. S&D. And here's the thing. I feel very fortunate because I get to create and work on things that I really love. I mean, love with my whole being. And to be able to give people something that is going to help them make the best decisions on what 65 characteristics or how to approach your interview and how to handle that and what to take care of in that, and be able to share people asking questions and trying on the concept in two calls, that to me, it just wraps people in the ability to empower themselves so they can make the best decisions. Without it, where would people be? So I want to encourage you, if you're interested or you don't know a lot about the med beds and you really, really want to support yourself, I'll give you the address for how to get it, $100, and I'll do that in a minute. But I want to read one more that came in, and that was for just these two classes I'm going to suggest for people. And that's for the Quantum Leaders Future Founders class. And remember, we had several people that said, I mean, there was, oh, that was the best class. And then we go on to another class. The reason this class is so important for people is it's going to help you manage how you expand yourself and how you're going to create boundaries. And that's what the grandmother, you know, who wanted to give it to her seven grandchildren, she said in a southern voice. She's going to laugh when she hears this call. I'm telling you, Sue, I'm going to give this to my seven grandchildren. It's that important. It was one of the best classes you have ever done. How's that, PMK?
I think that's pretty good, Sue. I think that's really good. It reminds me of an expression you once said, Sue, which was, so-and-so, if you love me, you'll eat that bug.
You'll eat that bug. It's coming from about the same area. But the point, here's the point. Imagine a person that has taken so many of our classes saying it's your best class and she wants to give it to her grandchildren, that everybody should have this information. This is what these other people said. Sue, I understand why that grandmother wanted to share this with the family. The Quantum Leaders Future Founders and Triple Boundary process in the class was exceptional in creating clarity. Wishing you all the best on your journey, Alex. Mm-hmm. So two classes to really help you simply. It's not like a huge information dump. These are experiential. That's the part that I think makes them valuable. So you can walk, you can try on the med beds. You can try on having real clarity in your boundaries and how you think about redesigning how you're going to handle everything in your life with the triple boundary process. And that's what makes them so crucial. If you haven't gotten them, I really encourage you to think about if you could have a friend escorting you into, out of fear and limitation and not knowing, or that anxiety of not knowing or going it by yourself, and having an expert that can make it so much more clarifying, revealing for you to access your sovereign wisdom. This isn't telling you what to do. It's showing you how to design your best med bed path and your best new clarity of decision path with the quantum leader piece. So all you have to do, if that pulls on you or sparkles to you, and they will sparkle when they hit your mailbox, just send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Just put quantum or quantum med bed or med bed, and then your name and your telephone number, and let us know if you have PayPal or not. very, very simple, and we'll be getting that out to you. And it's our hope that this gets in the mailboxes of people that want to, by using these, create a whole new standard on Earth, a whole new standard of well-being, of leadership, of clarity without confusion. That's why we designed them. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. And so to clarify, the MedBed class, the two-night class, just put MedBed 100 in the subject line, and the other class, Quantum Leaders, Future Founders, just put Quantum. And if you want both, just put MedBed 100 plus Quantum. And Sue will know you mean both classes, which is 100 for each, would be 200 total. And send those emails out right away, and Sue will do her best to get those out as soon as possible. So thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate that. I love those testimonials. I think they were really good. And I love the fact that the grandmother wanted everybody, her seven grandchildren, to have that, you know, to understand that. That's great. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. Let's see if Bob has any testimonials that have come in the last few days, and see what else regarding the sale that is current, that is going on, I believe, and anything else that you can think of, Bob, that we need to know about tonight.
Sure, Bruce, thank you. Yeah, it's one of those days where a bunch more testimonials came in.
Okay.
And we're approaching 4,000 testimonials these days.
Wow.
This first one I want to read came in from a lady who's talking about our Myotrol product, who's 67 years old. She said, "I love Myotrol and will not go a day without it since I started it.
Yeah.
I do not do any extensive workouts, but I can tell with my daily routines of light weights and stretches, my energy and stamina has improved along with the muscles in my arms and glutes. I'm 67 mm-hmm. years old, a newlywed of 3 years.
All right.
And my husband says thank you. God bless you."
Amen. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's Nolan.
Stamina
lady,
for the marriage. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. This lady is 63. She's also talking about Myotrol. It says, "Myotrol has helped me come back from very difficult times, feeling almost like a little old lady to feeling like I'm in my 30s. I've gone from 63 years old to 36 years young. It's been restoring my stamina and my hope. Thank you. I'm feeling grateful."
Wow. That's so good, Bob.
Yeah, now this guy wrote in one about the Good Night formula. Says, "I've been using Good Night formula for a few years now. It's never failed to deliver a gentle, relaxed night's sleep with no morning anxiety or edginess through the day. I've also enjoyed some delightful lucid dreaming, often in bright flashes of momentary actions, impossible to link to one another. I've submitted a few of these dream diary tales to Boomers and even had a couple read on the air. Such are the delights awaiting anyone who will give this wonderful supplement a try. By far the most effective sleep inducement I've ever used. Thank you, one and all, at Boomers.
Wow. That was really good, Bob. Yes.
Yeah. That's the testimonials for tonight. And just wanted to make sure that people knew, Bruce, we talked about this last week. Our Myotrol product got so incredibly popular, it's now on back order. And we're expecting to get some more in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, if you go to the site and go to the Myotrol page, you'll be able to indicate that you want to be notified as soon as it's back in stock. So
That's good.
I recommend everybody go ahead and do that. And then also know that we have a number of really great sales going on, one of which is a 50% off sale, Bruce, which is our heirloom barley product. Now, we have two different types of barley, heirloom barley and gladiator barley. They're both ancient seed lines that were developed in terms of availability, because there aren't any other people that are producing barley from these two seed lines. And gladiator barley was developed for the purpose of helping people that were going through chemotherapy and were getting very frail and thin.
Right.
And the scientist, Ken, wanted people to have a product that would help them stay super strong and healthy when they were going through chemo. Now, it turned out that it helped people of all types, and he also had a different seed line, which tended to work better for people that had arthritis, whether it was rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis. It had the same anti-aging effects. It just wasn't the same muscle building capacity. Now, people do gain muscle weight from using the heirloom barley, but there are people that don't want to get too bulky, particularly women who like the size that they are. They don't want to have to buy new clothes because their shoulders and quads got a lot bigger and stronger. And so they do really well using the heirloom barley. And that heirloom barley is on sale right now, 50% off, and you get free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is on sale, 50% off, is our resveratrol product. Now, this is a special resveratrol that also has quercetin in with it, and the reason it does is when you combine resveratrol and quercetin together, you get this effect where your body more easily cleans out old cells that are in the process of dying off and getting out of the way. And as you get older, that process doesn't work as well, so you end up having your body clogged with these old cells that are creating inflammation. And when you combine resveratrol and quercetin together, it helps boost the signal to have those old cells die off, get out of the way, and make room for brand new cells. The other thing that we have on sale at 25% off is called the Dynamic Intro, which is a full bottle of Boomer Boost and a half-size bottle of one of our barleys. And the reason we do it that way as an intro is you have to ease into the barley very slowly. So a half-size canister, which is less money, lasts for a month the first time that you use it. So this Dynamic Intro is really great for people just getting started. And also to note, Bruce, this is the intro is Boomer Boost together with the barley. And our Boomer Boost, we've been getting the first feedback from the first people that have used the new formula that we improved to make it easier to drink and to make it taste good. And we did it, and it worked, and we've been getting feedback from people saying that they really love it. And we're shipping that out right now. And the first people have got it in the mail, you know, a couple of days ago, and we're already starting to get really great reports. So if you're a person that hasn't been using Boomer Boost because you didn't like the taste of it, now's the time to get restarted. Because we worked with a new formulator, a PhD-level formulator at Sloan Health Products, and he helped us create a new flavor for the Boomer Boost and a new formula that made it really, really great.
That sounds
good. The other thing that we have that is on sale is we have a combo we call the Skin, Hair, and Joint Combo, which is our collagen peptides along with our heirloom barley and vitamin C. So when you take peptides, they're the building blocks of proteins, and proteins are omnipresent in our body. We have 100,000 different proteins that help make up our bodies, and they're assembled together from a code in your genes, and it is a combination of amino acids, peptides, with metabolic enzymes that kind of glue them together. And the metabolic enzymes are in the barley. The peptides that are the building blocks are in the collagen powder. And the vitamin C is also an activator that's necessary for this protein synthesis. That's also on sale at 25% off. And those discounts are automatically applied at the checkout. So when you go through, you check out, you'll notice at the very end that the discounts are in there.
There you go.
And so that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. It is 9:58 right now.
Well, thank you, Bob. Let's just tell everybody how to get to your site. First, if they get on my website, which is bigcalluniverse.com, and they get on the landing page, they'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. And that banner is a direct link to Bob's website. When you click on it, you'll go right into Bob's site, and you can see the products that he mentioned tonight that are on sale. With the drop-down menu, hit products, and you see an on-sale tab. That'll bring down all the different products that Bob mentioned tonight. And that's what you want to do, and put an order together that way, put it in your cart, and off you go. And the discounts will be shown at checkout. So when you're checking out, that's when they'll show up. The other thing is, if you want to call, if you have an issue, or you've got a question, or you want to just, talk to somebody at Boomers, you can do that. You want to call, the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. All right, so that's what you want to do. And if you have any questions, of course, or let's say you're interested in the circulation mat, and you say, it's not on the website, how do I find out about it? Well, you call, let them know you'd like information, and somebody will get in touch with you, or you can get to somebody right away. When you tell them that's what you're looking for, that will send you the information by email that you need to make an informed decision about the circulation mat. It can increase your circulation up to 30%. Very good for peripheral neuropathy, anything where, you've got nerve pain or you don't have circulation going well into your hands or feet. Any of that, it'll actually give you increased circulation to your brain as well. And it's very positive when it comes to keeping any of the memory loss at a minimum, that kind of thing. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Bob. Those are some really cool sales. And I'm excited about the new Boomer Boost formula as well. I think I've got to go through one more canister, and then I'm going to be ready. So I'll probably go ahead and get some of that right away. Myotrol, a couple more weeks before it comes back in stock, and I can't wait to get that back in because I think I'm almost out of Myotrol. So that's something to pick up, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about the Intel, where we are. Now, here's my disclaimer. I should do this on every call, but I don't really think to do it. But you guys realize by now, I have information that nobody else has. I do bring it when it's applicable, when I can share it with you guys. We have contacts, and I've told you guys in the past some of who these contacts are, and some of them are remarkable, and they know things, and sometimes they tell us things that I just can't bring out on the big call. But what I can tell you is when I get information and it's verified, let's say, by four or five different sources that don't know each other, it's something that I take very seriously, and I think, oh, man, this is it. This is happening. I've got it from this one, this one, this one, this one, and this one. And it's looking good, looking very good. And so when I get enthusiastic and bring out Intel, and just like last Thursday, I was just about calling it. I did everything but call it. I know it. I know. But it didn't happen yet. And even the information that we got from, I'm going to say, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, was indicating that we had and this is what one of the sources said, we had a 99.9% chance of being notified today, Tuesday, today. Well, guess what? The 0.1% won. We did not get notified today. And I think we were also told by another source that Tuesday, Wednesday would be blockbuster days for us. And Tuesday was not a blockbuster day yet. And I don't think it's going to be. Now, could Wednesday, Thursday be our blockbuster days? I think so. I think so. We didn't get the final little push I wanted with Intel right before the big call. So I might get it before I stop talking tonight, or I might get it after the call tonight, or we might even get it tomorrow. I can tell you this much. The Redemption Center leader that we talk to occasionally when we're able was expecting an email at 7:15 this morning. And he got the email and it said, pending. Be prepared to go in at a moment's notice. That was into the Redemption Center as a leader. Now, as far as I know, there was one more email that he would receive that would be an assignment email that would tell him when to go in today or whenever. My knowledge, so far, we did not hear confirmation that second email has come out. The first one called it pending. Be prepared to go in at a moment's notice. But that second email giving the assignment of when to go in did not occur as far as we know today. Now, could it occur overnight? Could it occur in the morning? Could it occur at 7:15 tomorrow morning? And then he goes in at 8 o'clock or whatever? I think that's quite possible. What I did hear was that last Saturday, we've got sources in Iraq that we talked to. We did hear that last Saturday, we were told that Wednesday, which is tomorrow, we should have the new revalued dinar rate in published into the official record of Iraq, which they call the Gazette. Now, that would be tomorrow early morning. If that is still on, I think that looks good for us to get our notifications tomorrow. But some sources say that Iraq publishing the rate in the Gazette has nothing to do with us getting this when we get it. I know that Iraq has been called the linchpin for years in terms of the RV, in terms of the GCR and everything moving forward. So I think they're still very important, very much a part of having this go shortly after their newly revalued dinar rate makes its way into the Gazette. So I still think it's important for us. So that's what we heard last Saturday. And remember, we haven't done a call since Thursday of last week. So, beyond that, we're also hearing that the holdup today, the fact we didn't get it today, might have something to do with the Treasury getting out more USTN paper, new dollar currency, United States Treasury notes, into the banks and possibly into the redemption centers. Although I know banks and redemption centers got USTN currency in a year and a half ago, because we know who delivered it. We know when they delivered it. We know roughly how much they delivered. And it was put in the vaults. And as far as I know, it's probably still in the vaults. But that new currency should be at the levels they want us to have when we go in. And when will the USN be brought out? I think it will be brought out on whatever first day it is that we go in for exchanges, which could be as early as tomorrow or it could be Thursday. If we got notified tomorrow, which is Wednesday, what did Charlie Ward's guy Roger say to us? Roger said, it may not be Charlie Ward's Thursday, but it might be your Thursday. Deflecting from Charlie and saying it would be our Thursday, this Thursday. Now, you know, I'm hoping that's correct. I'm hoping that's right. Maybe we get notified in the morning. Maybe we get it sometime tomorrow when we set appointments for Thursday. I don't know at this point. It's not absolute. As you guys know, all I'm trying to do is give you what I'm hearing and weeding out things that don't matter or they are irrelevant to us. Now, I didn't see these two reports, but I understood that on Newsmax and on Fox, there were short reports about the R&R, about restitution and reconciliation allowance. That's another way to say the R, restitution and reconciliation allowance, coming soon, coming very soon. And I've heard that R&R is going to be there for us that are going in for our exchanges. When we go in, we would have, when we set up our quantum account and we're doing our exchanges, that they would have the R&R money to put into our account, into our quantum accounts. Now, for people that aren't exchanging currency, that are of retirement age, which they're considering 60 years old and older, you would receive your R&R funds, restitution and reconciliation allowance, you would get the R&R money by direct deposit. If you're receiving Social Security, you would get it in that bank account where you get your social. Okay, it's not the increase in Social Security. That's completely separate. But we're hearing that it will still be, for R&R, still be this month. It may come down to the last week of this month. But at least right now, that's what we're hearing. And the same thing's true of the increase in Social Security. We're hearing that increase is to occur toward the end of February, which is only 28 days, and today is the 18th. We only have 10 more days to go. So I think it's interesting that a report on R&R made its way into Fox News and Newsmax today. I thought that was very interesting. I have heard that the maximum amount of R&R money, now this would be for older individuals that paid a lot of money in taxes, might have gotten married once or twice or three times. You know, there are a lot of variables, right, besides your birth certificate. Trading on that. They trade on marriage licenses. They trade it on your divorce decree. They trade it on a death if you had a spouse and she died or he died, that type of thing. There's money that comes from that. In our own accounts, they've got it. So I've heard the maximum is going to be in around $80, $85 million. So that money can come to somebody who's not even involved in the currencies at all. Now, I don't think that's where most of us will be. I think most of us might be, you know, half of that or less than half of that. But it is something that will help to hydrate our population here, especially older population. Now, remember we had the idea of two age groups, 30 to 45, 45 to 60, and 60 and over would get it as a lump sum, right? Lump sum payment if you're 60 and older. Now they've redone that, and I think everybody that's under retirement age, which I think they're calling 61 retirement age, anybody less than that from age 30 to 61 will get the R&R, whatever that total amount is for them, at that age that they started at, which is 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever age, you know, you are, when you start getting it, you'll get it monthly until the age of 61. You'll get it monthly. And the whole amount would be broken down into monthly payments. And you get a payment once a month. And if you're younger than 60, I believe 61, you have to sign something that says that you'll not quit your job, or if you don't have a job, you'll get a job. Basically, they want us to be working and not to just take this and not work for a living. You know, but it's going to be a nice little stipend, really, every month, it sounds to me like. I don't know how to calculate it for younger people that are 30 to 40 to 50 years old. But it's going to be a major deal, and it sounds like it could still go this month with 10 days to go. Why would they bring it on the news, R&R, on the news, on Newsmax and Fox today? I don't know, but I think it's interesting. I think we're very close to getting all of this. Our blessing. Hopefully it's still tomorrow or Thursday that we get it, the next couple of days. And then R&R would be there for us when we open our Quantum account at the Redemption Center. We would be able to get the additional amount of the R&R. So I think that's what I wanted to cover tonight. So, guys, I wish I could be absolute on this. You know I'd love to absolutely have it, have an 800 number to put out and call it a celebration call. That's what I was hoping today would be. But you know what? Might be Thursday that we have that celebration call. It could be Thursday. I'm going to say what we need to do is stay enthusiastic for it, have passion, be passionate about the fact that we are that close and the fact that everything that President Trump is doing and that Elon Musk is doing with Doge is for our benefit. He's finding waste, fraud, and abuse in all government entities, all organizations. And this makes a lot of people on the left very uncomfortable because they're losing power and possible kickbacks from money that was part of USAID, which is not USAID like it spells, but it's United States Agency for International Development, USAID, Agency for International Development. And it might have started out as a good thing, but it sure turned into a real mess. And it's, we're, you know, between that and what we found out today about Social Security payments going to over 20 million people that claim to be of the age of 100 plus. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous how many people are evidently receiving Social Security checks that haven't been on this earth for a long time. And they've got it broken down. You guys may have seen that breakdown. All the way up to 360 to 369. One individual that's supposed to be 360 to 369 in that age group. And that's just not doable, guys. Now, post-med beds? Yeah. Can we live that long after we get in the med bed? Yeah. I think we sure will. That's a little different animal, though, isn't it? That's going to be really good. Speaking of which, if you haven't gotten Sue's MedBed 100 class, this would be the time to go ahead and get it. MedBed 100 is a two-night class recording, about 3 hours, maybe a little over that, that is $100. It'll tell you everything you need to know prior to going into the MedBed. And are they real? Absolutely. They are absolutely real. We know the people that are in charge of it with the military. We know regionally who's in charge of them. We know that there are 26,450 MedBed centers just in the United States alone. We know there are two MedBeds in each center. One MedBed will take and fix and scan you and fix most of anything that you have internally in your body, make a lot of changes. The other MedBed in the same MedBed center is for people that have lost limbs. And I may go in for that for my eyes, I'm not sure. But that's for missing body parts. It might be if you had a gallbladder removed or you had a problem with a pancreas or part of your stomach. You may end up going into that second med bed also to get those body organs replaced. Yeah. You've lost fingers, if you've lost a foot, if you've lost an arm or whatever. You're probably going to get in that second med bed also. So get that class. It's a recording. You listen to it at your own pace. And get it from Sue. It's only $100, and it'll tell you everything and give you 65 different things that probably none of us have thought of yet that you can get and put in your pre-MedBed interview, which should last 15 or 20 minutes prior to you getting into MedBed. You gotta type up a list of everything that you want done and get all that ready to bring in, and then you can talk about it with them for 15 minutes before you get in the MedBed. It's going to be awesome. Can I wait to go in? No, I can't wait. I have to, but I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to have to wait too long either. And if you're a ZIM holder and you're in dire need, they consider me dire need. If you're a ZIM holder in dire need, you have priority. And that's why I hope to get in pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. All right? So get up with Sue. Remember, the email is integratedminds@hushmail.com.
I'm not forgetting it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Integrated is integrated. Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. So that's to get your MedBed 100. I was just going to say, I want to get that out. And next is the Quantum Leader Future Founders course. That was very well received, very popular. Again, a two-night class, two recordings of about an hour and a half each, three-hour total. It's also $100. Very important to get that Quantum Leader, and just put in the subject line, just put quantum for that one, if that's the only one you want. If you want both, just put MedBed 100 plus quantum, and the quantum's also 100. So you could to do that for $200 and get both of them and be really, really ready to go. So I highly recommend it. And then remember, you got the email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Send it out. Sue will do her very best to get this out to you as soon as possible. So do it now. Do it now. I'm thinking if there's anything else that was relevant to us and to our start. Like I said, guys, I wish I had that last minute intel push that would tell us, give us more secure feelings about the next 2 days. But because we had a 99.9% chance of being notified today, Tuesday, and we didn't get it today, it sort of makes it look really strong for the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. I'm hoping that's the case. I know you all are. Remember, I'm just the messenger, and I'm doing the best I can to bring you the most relevant information that I receive. And sometimes we get a lot, sometimes we don't get much of anything. And we just do the best we can to piece it together for you. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray out the call. I want to thank Bob. I want to thank Sue. We're doing a marvelous job on prayer requests, and the teaching tonight, and her segment, everything. And Bob, just great, keeping up with the music and the operation of the board and the great information that he's getting and doing a wonderful job at trying to keep us informed on our health needs and our nutritional needs. Oh, and the testimonials, keep them coming, you guys. I love hearing the testimonials. The ones Sue gets and the ones that Bob gets, they're really, really good. And so I'm excited. And you know what? Maybe we get notified and we start exchanges Thursday. If that's the case, we'll have a celebration call Thursday night. So let's just stay tuned and see what comes in. And hopefully we get notified and we can set appointments right away. All right, so let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, thank you for bringing us the information that we're looking for to give us some kind of a reasonable timeline to expect when this is to happen. Thank you for the R&R. Thank you for an increase in Social Security. Thank you for the med beds, which are ready for us as soon as we exchange. Thank you for the RV, so-called GCR. Thank you for the integration of the quantum financial system along with the Starlink satellite system and along with the other one. What's the other one? The other one, too. The other system that's being integrated completely into the other two. The FinCEN system. Thank you, Lord. FinCEN, F-I-N-C-E-N, the FinCEN. And thank you for bringing all of these factors together, the USN, R&R, everything we're looking to receive information on. Thank you for bringing it in, Lord. And thank you for everyone that's helped us on the big call. Thank you for the prayer requests that we received and healing those that need it. And all those unspoken requests for possibly millions that are listening to the big call. Thank you, Starlink Satellite System, SAT Team. Thank you, SAT Team, for the wonderful job you've done. And thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for listening and tuning in over these start of 14 years now. And thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let's keep an eye out. Let's see what happens tomorrow. And we'll talk to you Thursday, hopefully, with a celebration call. All right, everybody. Let's turn off the recording.